Penzance, the Giva Tin Mine. I crush pieces of ore with a hammer. I've been doing it for 3 years. It's tough work. Sometimes I feel pain in my limbs and sometimes in my back. I give my mother all the wages. Elizabeth Hocking was pretty spare with her words. The 17-year-old was one of about 80,000 Baal maidens. That's what the people in Cornwall called women and girls in the 18th century who earned their meagre pittance in the many different Baals, the ore mines. As a rule, the Baal maidens were put to work on the surface. The work was arduous and the pay low. Day in, day out, Elizabeth Carkeek, an 18-year-old girl from Redruth, would crush hazelnut-sized lumps of ore to powder with a flat hammer. Now I have to crush 8 barrow loads for a shilling. A few months ago it was only 6. Questioning the Baal maidens was part of a large-scale inquiry into the working conditions of children in British mines. Only a few years after the heated disputes about the abolition of slavery, it was a highly emotional theme. In 1842, a Royal Commission report caused a furore. It was based on cases like that of Betty Wardle. Question. Have you any children? Yes, 4. The children were born when I was still working down the mine.
Did you work there when you were pregnant?
Aye, of course. One of my children was born underground. I managed to carry it in my dress back up through the mine shaft.
Huh? Are you sure you're telling the truth?
Aye, that I am. The birth was one day after my wedding. That's why I can remember so exactly. How little some of those questioned were conscious of their misery is shown by the answers given by the 11-year-old Caroline Coombe. Her job was to wash the different grades of ore and pick them. A wet and filthy job that demanded a trained eye. This is what she said. I've been here in the mine for 2 years and find the work easy and pleasant. Sometimes I freeze a bit. Since I've been working in the mine, I've had a fever. I go to Sunday school and I read the Testament there. Other girls never learnt to read. The 16-year-old Jane Uren began working in the mine when she was 10. There's 10 of us children at home. 5 of us work down the mine. I haven't been to school for ages. The many different shocking cases described in the 1842 Commission report did not fail to make their mark. In the mid-19th century, when the Giva tin mine went into operation near Penzance, the worst excrescences of child labour were already a part of the past. Soon the Baal maidens would also be little more than a marginal phenomenon. With their disappearance, a simultaneously dark and heroic chapter of English mining also came to an end.